cases, we are feeble, but to mind, even in the first case, why are you puffed up on a korban in the first case? The first case was, he went down First Street, and then he went down Second Street, and then he went into the Beis HaMikdash. So, Mamona Shuch, tell me who. Mamona Shuch, this person knows that before he went into the Beis HaMikdash, that is Sunday. He knows it. Like, he knows he went down First Street, then he went down Second Street, so he knows for sure that he's coming. And then he forgot he went to the Beis HaMikdash. So how could the Yehuda of Shimon say, your papa? My Rabbis, Rabbis says like this, Hocha b'mayasino, we're talking about over here, to go in Shoholach v'rishoin, he went down the First Street, true. But over Shor, Shoholach v'sheni, then by the time he went down the Second Street, the case is Shochach, Shoholach v'rishoin. He forgot that he walked down First Street. So now, the Hevela Mikzah Yediyah, when he went down Second Street, he only remembered, knows, that he's going down Second Street. So it's like this. We know that really this person is coming. We know that he went down First Street, and he went down Second Street, so we know for sure that he's coming. But does this person at any time have a Yediyah, does he himself know that he's coming by night? No. Because when he went down First Street, it was a suffix whether he's coming. Now he forgot he went down First Street, and he went down Second Street. So at the time when he's walking down Second Street, also it's only a suffix in whether he's coming or not. That's called he only had a mixed Yediyah. He knows now he went down Second Street, which really he's coming, but it's only a mixed of Yediyah. That's the Machlokes. It's a welcome epilogy. Tanakam is called Armina mixed Yediyah, Yediyah. Since he knows at least that he went down Second Street, and the Meister is Vade Tomei, that's called enough of a Yediyah for the Chasumah. Rabbi Shimon Savar, Lo Yarmina Mikdash Yediyah Kol Yediyah. We do not say a part of a Yediyah is enough. You have to know the complete thing that you were Vade Tomei. Here you did not know that you were Vade Tomei, that's not called Yediyah. What's going to be the next case? Holach Barishon Benichnas. You went down First Street, you went to the Beis HaMikdash. So that time, you're not Chayav HaKorban. We do not know you were Vade Tomei. Then he became Toror. He's of Ishina Vatobal. Then Chozab Holach Vesheni, he went down Second Street. Benichnas, he goes into the Beis HaMikdash. Seyachayim, Tanakama says, Yechayim HaKorban. Rabbi Shimon pointed. So here that you put them, it's very good. The person never had a Vada Yediyah, he never knew for sure that he was Tomei before he goes in. So he's put them from the Korban. The question is, Yamai, what does the Tanakama say here? Yechayim, true, we know that for sure one of these two actions was going in for Tumah. But the person never knew he was Vade Tumah before he went in. Because when he went down Second Street, he already went to the mikveh for the First Street. So it could be by Second Street he's not coming. And by First Street he also doesn't know for sure. So Amai Chayiv, Sofik Yediyu. He only has a doubtful Yediyah whether he's coming or not. Even though Lamaisa, he for sure was coming at one time when he went in. But if you hold, you have to have a Yediyah. You have to know before you go in, here is only a doubtful Yediyah. So why does the Tanakhama say Yechayim? What's the Machlokes? Rav Yechanan says, Amar Rav Yechanan, can also suffer Yediyah Yediyah. We say that a doubtful Yediyah is considered like a regular Yediyah. That's why Yechayim. For this halacha of Tumas Mikdash, you do not have to know 100% that you were coming. It's enough that you knew doubtfully that you're coming. That's also enough. The Shlaka Shlomo does not like this Gemara. Suffering is not enough. Do you know why Yechayev a korban over here? Only because Hamani Rav Yishmeli Yom Aloyvinin Yediyah Batchila. Yishmeli did not have to have Yediyah Batchila. You do not have to know that you were Tomei. Allah is as long as you went into the Beis Hamikdash when you were Tomei and you did not even know it. Just later you realize it. For that alone Yechayev a korban. Therefore with a suffix for Shlaka told, really you'd be puffy if you need a Yediyah. Just here we're going, according to Mam Yama, you do not need Yediyah. Just finished. The last question, is this true? For Rami Rav Yechon Rav Yechon, I guess you see Rav Yechon Rav Yechon, and for Rami Rav Yechon Rav Yechon, I guess you see the Rav Lakish. The Tanya bring a proof just the opposite. Look like this. Ochal Sof HaChelus. Somebody eats a piece of Chelus, and it's a suffix to him whether it was really Chelus or not. Then really he realizes what he did. Sof HaChelus, again he does it a second time, but then he realizes it. So Rabbi Yoimah, Kishem Shemevi Chatis, HaKolecha B'Yechot, Kach Mevi Yoshim Tol, HaKolecha B'Yechot. Rabbi Yoimah, bring us Achiyat Oshim Toli on each one separately. You ate a piece of Chalif, you ate a piece of a Chalif fat, that's a suffix, whether this Chalif is fat, is straight of fat or kosher of fat. When you ate it, you didn't realize it. Later you found out what what you did, that you ate something that's a suffix. That's called the suffix you hear. You have a doubtful you hear now that maybe I ate something that was handling. And then you did it a second time. The Rebbe says the suffix you hear is mechalik, and you have to bring two ushim tongues. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, we have leather of Shimon, or they say no. Rabbi Shimon, ain't a maybe a ushim tongue echot. You only have to bring one ushim tongue. This idea in between is not called the idea. You do not know for sure you did a chet. It's only a suffix if you did a chet or not. So you only have to bring one korban. Shem the prophet says, Al shenagos yashar shogag. It means, Al tevur ritsa shkogas harbei v'yoshem toli yechot. It's possible to have a lot of different averis, and there's only one key of korban, oshem toli. Why? Because what you realize in between is not that you did a chet for sure. You only realize that you did a doubtful chet. So a suffix yediyah is not called yediyah. But Rebbe holds yes, that even though in between you realize that you did a suffix havera, a yediyah of suffix is called yediyah. Now, Yomer Rosh Lakish, Kan Shana Rebbe, here Rebbe teaches us that yediyah sveikas mekolekas lechatoyim. That whenever you have only a suffix yediyah, that's enough of a yediyah. It means something. As mechalak for korban chatas also. The Rosh Lakish holds that a suffix yediyah is called something. So why before did he say a suffix means nothing? He only goes to one time Yishmael. And also Rav Yechon Norma know that the shame she is vaday, the yama mechalekes lachatoy. Just like usually you have to know for sure that you did a chet. That's what makes the difference. Kach yidiyah suffix mechalekes lachatoy. Same thing, a suffix yidiyah helps for Hashemis. But only for Noshim Toli, Rav Yechon says. Because the whole korban of Noshim Toli is because of a suffix. So if the whole Avera is only min ha-suffik, here a Yediyah suffik helps. But in the case where the Avera was done by Vadai, like by Chatis, you have to have a Vadai Yediyah. So just the opposite. Here Rabbi Yechon says, a suffik Yediyah is not enough. And Rabbi Shlokas says, a suffik Yediyah is enough. So this name of Rabbi Yechon, like Kashkiz Lostira, I'll say like this. Kan Osu, Pulay Bechotar Akul Osu. Only over here we say suffik is enough for Yashin Toli. But not by regular chatis. Why? Ha'achu the loitziv yediyah, the hedya. Mivinela hudukasi. That wherever you have to know something, it means a vaday. What does Rav Yechon say by tumas mikdash v'doisho? That's that you have to first know your tummy. It's enough if you just know it's a suffix. But the pasuk doesn't say you really have to know. It's a diyuk. It says the word vinela, that you forgot. Mashma you once knew. So since it's only from a diyuk of the word v'nelam, it's enough to know a suffix yediyah is also good. But for loy v'chol atar kula also, if sevoy hoy they love yediyah mal yisah. For other places, in the chay of a korban chatis, there the Torah says yediyah. You have to know. So what's called knowing? You have to know you vaday did a ched. A suffix yediyah is not enough. Only by tumas mitzvah from the word v'nelam, a suffix is enough. According to Rav Yechon, it's okay. For regular chiyuv chatis, a suffix is not enough. You have to have vaday. Only for oil of yorid, by vinyalam, it's enough. Elul Rosh Lakish knows the question. Adamuk look, Rabbi Shmuel. Why does Rosh Lakish have to say that our Bryce reports on a comma that says for suffix yediyah, yechayev a korban oil of yorid? Why does it say, goes according to Rabbi Shmuel, that holds you do not have to have a yediyah at all? Look, Makarebi, let him say that it goes according to Rabbi. Rosh Lakish says, according to Rabbi, all over a suffix yediyah is enough. Let him say that even though you need a yediyah, suffix yediyah is enough. Tamar says true, he could have said that, but all kamas, and he wants to also teach us something else, that the Rabbi Yishmael loiboy yediyah batchila. He wants to teach us for a slokish that Rabbi Yishmael shita is, you do not have to even know that you were tummy at all. There is such a shita, even though you did not realize you were tummy, you went to the Beis Hamikdash, and later you realize that you were tummy a chayav a korban. But he wants shita, what do you mean a slokish for? The loy boy that you don't need the idea, me the loy miyatsu loy kroh, there's no extra possible according to Rabbi Shmuel. Vinelam de mechayev al helam mikdash. The Shmuel holds the extra vinelam teaches us that yichayev if you even forget that this is the base of mikdash. But he does not have an extra possible to say, an extra word, that you need the idea of atchila. So what do I need Rosh Lakish to teach me this for? Pshita you do not need the idea of atchila. There's no place to say you need it from. The Gemara says, yes. Now the time I would have thought to say, Ki lest lay mikroi. True, there's no extra pusik to say you need a yediya. You have to first know you were tummy. Avo mikamori slay. But maybe Rishmol holds min a svara or a kabbalah from his rebbe that Rosh Halacha Lomash in Sinai, that even for Tumas Mikdash, you have to first know that you were Tomei, Kamash Mulan. That's what Rosh Halacha is teaching us now, that according to Rabbi Shmuel, you do not have to have the idea at all. If you, even though you did not know at all that you Tomei, and you went into the Beis Mikdash, and at night you find out about it, still you chayev a korban oil of urine. That's why he says that verse goes according to Shmuel, but really could have went even according to Rabbi also. Hazi Halacha.
Yeah, that's the Yud Testament base. Mishnah says, Shvua Shtayim Shein Arba. We had before, there are two types of Shvuas that says clearly in the Torah. And Vidarshin is another two. There are four. What are the four? Shvua She'eichol. One is he makes a Shvua that he will eat today. Or else, Vishalo Yoichol. He makes a Shvua he will not eat today. And then he does not listen to it. So if he does it for Shoigei, that's the first Mishnah, Yechayev a Korban Oilu V'Yeru. What about She'ochalti? He makes a Shavua, he promises today, that he ate yesterday. And really he made a mistake, he did not eat. Or else V'Shelo Yechalti. He made a Shavua that he did not eat yesterday, and really he did eat yesterday. These are the four cases, Lahabo in the future, or else Ovar in the past, that Lahara and Lahetiv. Whether it's good or whether it's bad. Like Rashi says, Shvua Shoichel v'Shoichel, Hein Shtayim, these are the two, Hamafreshes, the Tziv, Lahora or Lahetiv. You do something bad for yourself, that means you're not going to eat, or else Lahetiv that you will eat. The Marshmal Habor, the Pasuk says, Lahora Lahetiv is Marshmal Habor in the future, that you say today, I promise I will eat, or else I promise I will not eat. For Lahoichel is Lahora, you will not eat, that's bad. And Oichel is Leitiv. And then we dash another two of the past. Rashi says, Hein Shtayim HaNasefes Midrash Midorash Chachomim Ki the Yalof Lor Rav Kiva L'Kamam HaPirkin Miribu HaKosev. It goes out to the Ribu HaKosev that not only in the future, but even in the past. If you made a Shvua that I ate yesterday, and you made a mistake, you did not eat yesterday, you're also Chayav HaKorban Oilu V'Yeru. Now, Shavua Shalai Oichel. First he makes a Shavua that he will not eat. The Yochal, in the middle of the day he eats something. The Yochal Kol Shukhayiv Divra Rabbi Kiva. The Kiva holds no matter how small of an amount you eat. Even a Kol Shul, Yechayiv, whether it's for Malkus, whether it's for Korbin, he holds by Shavua, you do not need a Kazayiv. But Lamaisa, there's a Loyachal Dvorah. You're not allowed to go against your words. Your words will you not can eat. So any kol shu that you eat is against your words. The Kiva holds Yechayiv even for kol shu. Or my loyal Rabbi Kiva, the Chum to Dat Rabbi Kiva, Heichon Metzino B'Yechol kol shu, Shukhayiv, Shezechayiv. Where else do we find that we only eat a kol shu, Yechayiv? We know all over you have to eat a Kazayis. How come here you say by Yeshua, Yechayiv even for kol shu? Or my loyal Rabbi Kiva said back to them, V'chiheichim matzino b'medaber or maybe korban. Where do we find that the only chayiv of korban because of your dibur? Because really what happened? You ate today. There's no averity. It's only because of your dibur. You first swore, made a shvua. You're not going to eat today. So the eating is going against your dibur. So where else do we find that for a dibur you have to bring a korban? Shezeh medaber, maybe korban. But over here by a shvua, just because you do not listen to your shvua, there's a layach of the varoy, you have to bring a korban. So the kids to hear the pshat is you're going against your dibur, what you said, and you made a shvua, you're not going to eat today. So according to Rabbi Kiva, a person has in mind even a kol shu, the smallest amount he meant to ask of, not to eat. Therefore, it's nikol in the shvua, and you chayiv even on the kol shu. We'll see in the Gemara later exactly what the machlokes is. Now the Gemara says, Lamaimer, you want to tell me the she'eichel the achil namashma. First, he makes a shvua she'eichel that I will eat. That means he swears that he will eat today. Is that what it means? I'll prove to you know that it means he will not eat. Or Raminu, I have a question. There's a brayta that says shvua loy eichel lecho. Somebody swears I will not eat from you. Or else shvua she'eichel lecho. I swear. The question of the lashon is I will eat from you. So according to our Mishnah, it should mean that you're supposed to eat. And we'll soon say it means I'm not allowed to eat. I'm making a shvua I will not eat. So you see, shoichel l'cho means that I will not eat your food. Loi shvua shelo yoichel l'cho. I'm not swearing on what I will not eat, which means on what I will eat, I'm making a shvua, I'm swearing I will not eat from you. So all these three mishnayos is also. You meant to say that if you're making a shvua, I will not eat from your food, and it's also you keep from his food. The kitzi loshen of shoichel l'cho means that I will not eat from you. So Rabbi Abai answers like this: Liyolam the achil namashma. No, in our Mishnah when it says shoichel, it means I will eat. Stam shoichel means I will eat. But like Asher, kam de mesarvin boy.